All right, well, let's have a look at this upcoming jobs report, the non-farm pay report coming out of the US. At the moment, the economists that we've surveyed are suggesting that we could see about 200,000 jobs being created in November. Let's find out more, and we can now get over to the TS Lombard chief US economist, is Stephen Blitz. Steve, thanks for joining us. If we don't see a moderation in the number of jobs which are growing here, how much will that be taken as a sign by investors and market participants that essentially we're going to be having to deal with a higher inflation rate for longer and therefore higher interest rates also in the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. But I think that the way Powell set his speech yesterday, I think he had a pretty good inkling that this number was going to come in below 100,000. So I think that the idea that it's going to be a much higher number, like what we've seen, 300,000, which, by the way, at this point in the cycle is very unusual, and 150,000 is actually still a pretty strong number at this point. But they're hell-bent on going to 50, and, you know, slowing equals easing as far as the market is concerned.
So we're a daily news show. We always like to have change. And so we took the kind of pause in the markets today as maybe a sign that, with this weak PMI number and a few other numbers of late, that maybe investors are starting to worry about recession. But I think we should say that the 49 reading we got on the PMI, it's obviously in contraction, in contraction mode. However, it's not at the levels that you normally see when you get recession, which is more like 45 or so. So
right.
we can still have some heart, at least for the moment.
Yeah, look, there are many more numbers out there that say that the economy is beginning to reaccelerate than say that the level of activity is continuing to decelerate. And a lot of that deceleration that we've seen has nothing to do with the Fed. It has to do with the fact that the economy grew at 7% last year. It wasn't going to do that again this year. And so there was a natural deceleration to 2%. So when you look at those, when you understand that fact, this deceleration you're seeing is not your typical cyclical deceleration towards recession. It's just simply the economy just decelerating back to trend. And if you look at these personal income and spending numbers that we got in October, and you look at three-month moving averages, real spending on discretionary items is accelerating, and real disposable income, which was shrinking a lot in the first part of the year, is now growing positive.
Tell me something here. I mean, it's really interesting, Stephen. You wrote to us in your research, you're saying, forget about Jay Powell being Paul Volcker. He's more like Bill Martin. And he was, of course, Fed president from the early 1950s for 18 years, nearly 19 years. And more like William Miller, who was, Arthur Burns, I should say here, who was Fed president for nearly 8 years from 1970. So what's your thinking?
Yeah, my thinking is just simply that he's, it's easy to talk tough, but if you're really going to be tough and you're really going to hold to your guns, what are you going to hold to your guns when things get tough, when things get hard? And you can think of that in any walk of life for anybody. And what we're seeing with this move so quickly to go to 50, which is an easing of financial conditions at the back end, and we're seeing it begin to positively impact demand for housing, that is exactly the mistake that Martin and Burns made. They didn't carry through. They didn't hold to a tight policy. So what the market understands is that while Powell is talking a Volcker talk, he doesn't, he's not going to carry through. Now, to be fair to him, he doesn't really have the license to do that. He doesn't really have the political support to do that, and he knows it. And if I know it, he knows it. And so
talking about is not flinching when the market goes down, but rather when you see a lot of job losses, when you start seeing
tens of thousands
of people laid off.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Volcker didn't flinch. These guys did, and look, I understand the reason to flinch. I get it. It's not, you know, it's not pleasant to have yourself in that position as a chair of a Fed, and you know, it does put you in a political hot spot. But you know, he has failed to show that he has that weight to be able to push back against to rally the markets around his
But
perspective
in
and
any
push
case,
back.
I think you're suggesting we achieve a soft landing in 10 seconds.
In 10 seconds, yeah, and that's a problem because it means that by
Okay,
the
all
end of
right. Well,
next
we'll
year.
save that for the next discussion. Thanks very much to Stephen Blitz, Chief U.S. Economist at DS Lombard.